6. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Still went 2 for 3, so everyone, let's get
top of the sixth inning, we go. As Jared Hines in, the right fielder is due up. Kaiser on the mound. And the score is 0-0. The Rafters have out-hit the Dock Spiders 4-3. But not much has separated between these two. Some dark clouds appearing in right field. And some wind as well. So we're going to keep an eye on the forecast. As Kaiser sets in the swing and a ground ball over to Kana. Fields it in the glove. The throw over to first is on time for one down. Hines and grounds out, and this brings up Lorenzo Rios, the catcher, who was hit by a pitch on his last appearance up at the plate. One out. Ryan Kaiser has 30 pitches, allowed a hit, and 2 strikeouts. As he deals in the first offering and skims the inside of the plate and finds his own 4-strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count, the 0-1. Inside, and Rios falls to his knees once again. But sees the ball, 1-1. 1-1 count with one down. Kaiser finds in the 1-1, and again, Rios nearly was hit. But he sees a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1. And backing away another time for the third ball was Rios. He's shaking his head like, man, I can't even catch a break here. He's been hit almost a couple times. So a 3-1 count. And down low for ball number 4. So Rios will take first. He struck out swinging, hit by a pitch. And he's been walked. So this brings up Luke Nowitzki, who's been on the forefront of the Dock Spiders offense. 2 of the 3 hits have belonged to him. As he's 2 for 2 today, both base hits. So Luke Nowitzki out of Cal State East Bay. 19 hits up on the season now, 17 prior to today. As the first pitch comes down low, but in the zone for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. At first is Rios. One down, top of the 6. Kaiser looks, fires in, and bounces on a pitch into Jensen. That bounce in the dirt before the plate. So 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out. The 1-1. And finds his own right down Main Street. Four strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one out. Rio stands at first. Heinzing grounded out to start the inning. As the 1-2, swinging a sliced ball out fouled on the right side. Count remains at 1-2. Wind picking up here at Witter Field. As it was warm and hot and humid to start the day, as the 1-2 swing and a miss upstairs for strike number 3 and out number 2. That's Kaiser's third strikeout of the day. And this brings up Jacob Anderson. That cools off Nowitzki for the time being. So Anderson, who flew out to left on his first appearance at the plate, and then in his second, he got to first on a fielder's choice, which Broussard threw out Rios at third. So the pickoff over at first to Gurvich and sliding back headfirst into the bag was Rios. So he remains at first. Two down, top of the sixth. Kaiser sets and deals. Swing and a fouled off ball backside. For a strike, 0-1. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. So Anderson out of Michigan State. Playing his collegiate ball in East Lansing. The 0-1. Bounces in a wild pitch that goes away from Jensen on the right side. Taking second is Rios. And now puts a runner in scoring position. 1-1 count with two down. Lorenzo Rios having some words with Chris Conniff over at second. So he'll lead off and in scoring position. One ball, one strike. Kaiser deals the 1-1. Swinging a towering fly ball out on the left field side. And a couple fans running after it. That bounces on the concourse. But Anderson will remain in the count 1-2. Four hits to three in favor of the Rafters. But Doc Spiders once again have a runner in scoring position. Kaiser looks in. Sets and serves the 1-2. Swinging a line drive that drops into right center field. Rounding third is Rios. The throw from Johnson is not in time. Rios slide safe. And heading to second now is Anderson off of a pitch. Off of a throw that came from Johnson. So the Dock Spiders strike first here in the top of the sixth. An RBI single from Jacob Anderson. But he'll take second off of a throw that came in from Johnson. Bobo wasn't able to field it. It rolled into the left field side on the foul line near the dugout. So an RBI single for Anderson. Dock Spiders lead 1-0 as a swing and a ball hit into deep center field, and running after and making the grab is Johnson for the third out. But the Dock Spiders lead 1-0 off of an RBI single that allowed Rios to get home from second. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, Dock Spiders 1, Rafters 0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 91. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered storms Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. Dot biz.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the six, we go. Dock Spiders get a run in the top half of the inning. They lead 1-0 as Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo, Gervich, and Broussard are set to bat here in the bottom of the six. So Bobo, 0-for-1 today. He was walked and he struck out swinging. Each team with four hits. The Dock Spiders have the all-important run. And there's an RBI single from Jacob Anderson, which allowed Rios to get home from second. Guzman still on the mound and serves in the first offering. Finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. As once again, that hits by a pitch from Bobo. So Bobo hit by the pitch, he'll take first. And the tying run at first. Bobo, not too many times you see him hit by a pitch, so fortunate there for the Rafters. And Jack Gervich is due up, grounded out and struck out swinging. So Garrett Broussard is up next, but Gervich 0-for-2 today. Broussard is 2-for-2, so he'll be set up to bat. 1-0 count. Gervich, the first baseman from Pacific Palisades, California, as he swings and grounds a ball that goes into the second base past Gorman. And Bobo goes for second to third. The throw from Cooney is not in time. Bobo will take third. Got off to the races quickly. And Jack Gervich comes up big. So Gervich will take first. Bobo at third. And the Rafters have Garrett Broussard, who's 2-for-2 today, has an opportunity to get an RBI. So Gervich at first, Bobo at third. First base coach for the Rafters, Josh Nikoloff, down there having a word with Gervich. And the third base coach, Orlando Rodriguez, having a word with Bobo. No outs as Broussard fouls one off the right side of his ankle. Four strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Gervich at first, Bobo at third. Rafters tying run, 90 feet away at third. Broussard down on the count on one.
Go ahead.
Douglas Coe, the manager, having a word with the umpire and his catcher, Rios. Also down there is a training staff from Aspirus Health. And I think they're just making sure Rios is okay. They're checking up on him. The only run to get home today is the catcher, Rios. He got home from second off of a Jacob Anderson RBI single. So it looks like Rios is going to be okay. So Broussard gives him a fist bump, and that's great sportsmanship down there. Rios, the catcher, will now get down in position. So 0-1 count. Gervich at first. Bobo at third. Broussard down in the count. Guzman kicks and fires in the 0-1. Foul tipped off on the backside. 0-2. So Bobo Gervich lined the ball up the middle. But Bobo, man, he really put on the afterburners from first to third. Because when he got to second and then rounded second, headed to third, I didn't know if he was going to make it in time. But the 0-2 comes in, up and away. Rios fakes over to first. Gervich gets back towards the bag. So 1-2 count. Sebastian Guzman nearing his 80th pitch. He's had three strikeouts today. The 1-2, Broussard pulls the ball out left field side near the dugout of the Raptors. And one of the training staff had to duck before that ball came to him. And gosh, the training staff got out of the way. Because if the training staff gets hurt, then well, who's going to help a pitcher or a player if they get hurt? The 1-2. Bounces in the dirt. Rios gets up. Stealing second in time is Gervich, and he slides cleat first into the bag. So that puts two runners in scoring position with nobody down. Gervich at second. Bobo at third. Guzman, two balls and two strikes on Garrett Broussard. Looking in, kicking and firing the 2-2. Broussard swings and pulls a ball into right center field. And the right fielder, Heinzen, comes out, makes the grab. The throw to third, the slide, cleat first to third. Bobo gets home. Gervich gets a third. Bobo gets home off of a sac fly RBI from Broussard. And the score is even up at one apiece. So what a day so far for Garrett Broussard, two hits and a sac fly RBI. And Shane Taylor is due up. 0-for-2 today, grounded out to second on his last at bat. The infield of the Dock Spiders has shifted in. Gorman and Anderson both are in the grass part of the infield. So Taylor comes set and the first offering outside, but finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. Gervich at third. The 0-1, out and away. Rios had to reach out and make the grab, because if that went anywhere behind him, surely Gervich was coming home. So Gervich leads off at third. 1-1 count with one down. Guzman fires in as the 1-1, swinging a ball, pulled out on the left field side, fouled off. The second strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. The 1-2 has a check swing. Did he come across for his Taylor? And it looks like he did not. 4-2. 2-2. Leading run at third. Sac fly RBI from Broussard, which allowed Bobo to get home. As the count is 2-2. Guzman sets in and serves a 2-2 as Gervich slides headfirst back to the bag. A fake throw from Rios. But a ball, 3-2. Count runs full. One down. The payoff. Up and away out of the zone for ball number four. Taylor will take first. Gervich remains at third. And now two runners on for the Raptors. So the second baseman, Chris Conniff, is due up. Got to base on his first time up at the plate on a fielder's choice. Flew out to left on his second. And now it looks like possibly a pitching change could be in store for Dock Spiders. Pitching coach coming out there. The entire infield meeting on the mound right now with Guzman. There is a Dock Spiders pitcher warming up in the bullpen. But it looks like he hasn't been called to the mound yet. So the pitching coach heads back towards the dugout. So Guzman remains on the mound. And perhaps some strategy was talked. Because with runners on first and third with one down, they know they're going to have to, well, at least try to make the double play, depending where the ground ball is. Because Taylor, regardless of nobody on second, he's going to have to take second because Conniff is up at the plate. But they would have to make sure the double play is successful because Gurvich stands at third. You know he's going to run home. One down, the first pitch comes in to Conniff and finds his own for a strike, 0-1. Taylor at first. At third is Gurvich. Rafters have out-hit the Dock Spiders 5-4. As the 0-1 home, Conniff pulls it once again out of play and out of sight for a strike, 0-2. 0-2 count with one down. Chris Conniff, the left-hander, with the bat on his left shoulder, Guzman serves in the 0-2. Just outside for a ball, 1-2. As the pickoff, over to Taylor, slides head first at first. 1-2 count. Bottom of the six. 1-1 game. Guzman fires in and 1-2 popped out on the backside. Once again in foul territory. One ball, two strikes. With one down, Conniff stands in once again. Guzman, the delivery, the 1-2, pulled away. Back again. And foul territory. So Conniff, two straight foul balls for him. 1-2 count with one down. At first is Taylor. At third is Gurvich. The 1-2. In stealing second is Taylor. The fake throw from Rios. He's not going to throw it. So Taylor will take second. So two runners now in scoring position. Two balls and two strikes. Chris Conniff batting a .276. 16 hits and 8 RBIs. He also has 11 runs, so looking to make it number 9. The 2-2 from Guzman. The infield shifted in. The serve. Swinging a ground ball. That goes over to the first baseman. Dieter steps on the bag at first, but sliding home is Gurvich. And the Raptors take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the 6. Taylor gets to third. Raptors give up a run in the top half of the inning, but get two back. And they lead 2-1 as Douglas Coe, head manager, he's coming out, and looks like Guzman's day is done. So it is a pitching change now for the Dock Spiders. Guzman, 95 pitches, allowed 5 hits and 2 runs with 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. As a change coming in for the Dock Spiders on the pitching side of things. But how about it, the Rafters, 5 scoreless innings of baseball, but then 2 big runs here in the bottom of the 6. So the left-hander, Cade Walker, stands at 6'4 from Cuesta College, and the rising junior from Chicago, Illinois, is due up and will take over the pitching duties for the Dock Spiders. But now, once again, the Raptors have another runner in scoring position. So Shane Taylor at third. Nolan Saylors is up. So a ground out RBI from Chris Conniff at first. Saylors, who flew out to third on his first appearance at the plate, a drop third strike on his second when she was put out at first. So he's 0 for 2 today as Cade Walker getting warmed up now. Walker, 6 games appeared in, 7 innings pitched. He's allowed 5 hits and 8 runs, but has also acquired 8 strikeouts on a 9.0 ERA. He's faced 34 batters, so not a ton of work on the mound. He appeared against the Rapids, appeared against the Rafters back on June the 3rd, where he had 2 1/3 innings pitched, allowing a hit and 2 strikeouts. So Walker will step on the mound now, and his warm-up pitches are done. And now Nolan Saylors will step in, the left-hander on lefty. Taylor at third. Rafters lead 2-1. A big inning here in the bottom of the 6th. Walker sets and fires on the first pitch on a curveball. Just below the zone for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Utah Tech product, Shane Taylor leads off at third, the 1-0. And a slider that comes way behind Rios, rolls into the backdrop. Shane Taylor will get home. And the Rafters add to their lead. They lead 3-1. So Rafters now 3 runs here in the bottom of the 6th. Trailed 1-0 coming in to the bottom half of this inning, but found 3 runs. The 2-0, swing and a miss inside, 2-1 on Saylors. As Walker gives up a wild pitch, allows Taylor to get home. The kick, the wind, the fire, the 2-1, and finds his own right down the plate, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. The 2-2. Swinging a ball, hooked out on the left field side in play. And reaching out and making the grab is Strickler for the third out. But the Rafters get 3 runs. They lead now 3-1 for the first time this game as we head to the top of the 7th inning here on WFH.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the 7th we go, and a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Johnny Antrovitz will take the mound. He's had 8 games appeared in, 8 innings pitched, allowing 7 hits and 3 runs and 10 strikeouts. So the rising redshirt senior from Notre Dame College in Ashtabula, Ohio, will step on the mound now. So, as expected from field manager, head coach Kirk Schreider, 3 innings for Fries, 3 innings for Kaiser, and now he's going 1-1-1, it looks like. So 4 strikeouts for Fries, 3 strikeouts for Kaiser. So 7 combined strikeouts between the two. So Antrovitz will take the mound now. So the Rafters lead 3-1, and now this brings up Connor Cooney to lead off the order, who struck out, was walked, and 0-2 today. So Antrovitz out of Notre Dame College, seeing his first action today. He'll set and fire and find the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Johnny Antrovitz, he was a multi-sport athlete in high school as he serves the 0-1. Down low, and the check swing doesn't come across for Cooney. 1-1. He played baseball, basketball, and football, and was named first-team All-County for baseball and football. So quite the athlete we have here in Wisconsin Rapids. As the 1-1 again inside, but finds the zone. 1-2. For Notre Dame this year, he made 11 appearances. He started in every game, 46 strikeouts, and 48 and a third innings of work. The 1-2, swinging a ball driven out into center field, running after it and making the grab is Ty Johnson for one down. So one out, and this brings up Jack Gorman, who struggled today at the plate. He's been great in the infield, but when he's been up to bat, he's got on base off of a fielder's choice. He's flown out in his last two at-bats. Made good contact, but not able to find any green space as the lights have turned on and the clouds have come gray. The sky has been gray. Here, lights fully turned on. The Rafters lead 3-1 with one down, 0-1. Here's the count. Antrovitz again. Kicks and serves on a curveball right down the plate. Four strike, 0-2. So Antrovitz ahead in the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 way outside as Jensen has to reach out and make the grab to his right hand. Because, well, there's nobody on. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a wild pitch. But a 1-2 count. Last pitch was a wild one, but it came in at 92 miles per hour. The 1-2 home bounces in the dirt for the second ball. So after Antrovitz was ahead in the count, 0-2, he throws two straight balls to make it a 2-2 count. Rafters lead 3-1. Was the exact score yesterday in a 3-1 win in Fond du Lac. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 5-4. One down. The 2-2. Down low and again outside for a ball, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Full count with one down. Antrovitz looks in. He'll set. Fire the 3-2. Swing and a ground ball. That goes over to Bobo. Fields into the glove. The throw across the diamond is a bullet over to first. So two down. And Brendan Bobo throws an absolute dart to first. So two outs, one away. Rafters looking for a 1-2-3 inning. As Travis Trickler, who flew out to right field on his last at bat, 1-for-2 today with a walk and also a strikeout. Antrovitz sets and throws outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Rafters 5 hits to the Dock Spiders 4. Antrovitz kicks and deals the 1-0, swinging a line drive that goes away from Broussard into left field. And a base hit for Travis Trickler. His first of the day. He'll take first. So Dieters is due up now. Teddy Dieters flew out, and was walked twice. And yesterday went 3-for-4, so he had a big day, but is quite not the same today. But this is a guy that bats a 400, as Antsarvitz throws in for a ball 1-0. He's had 16 hits, 8 RBIs. But what's interesting is he had no runs. He's also had a home run, though. So Dieter's definitely a guy that can get going and get you a hit. And at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, the pickoff attempt over at first and sliding back was safe, was Strickler. 1-0 count. Antsarvitz fires in and out and away for a ball, 2-0. So the tying run at the plate. Johnny Antsarvitz looks at first. He'll come set. Serve the 2-0 up and away, and backing out was Teeters. So 3 balls and no strikes, 2 down. A 3-0 count. 3 straight balls. Antsarvitz again fires in 4 balls. So ball number 4. So now Dieters will take first. Strickler will move to second. And this brings up Jared Heinzen, the right fielder. Struck out twice and also grounded out. As Levi Jensen, the catcher, having a word with his pitcher. Out of Wisconsin Parkside in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Batting a 242 with 16 hits and 7 RBIs. He's at 11 runs and also a home run. So Heinzen not gotten a hit today. Raptors looking to put out the Dock Spiders here in this inning. As a swing and a ground ball, a shallow one into Broussard at short. The throw across his body over to first is right on the money for the third out. So a big out there for the Raptors as we head to the bottom of the seventh. They still lead 3-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh we go, and the bottom of the order for the Raptors, Levi Jensen, is due up, lined out in his first appearance at the plate and grounded out to third in his second. So he's 0-for-2 today. As Walker fires in, a swing and a shallow ball, that a broken bat, the swing over, the throw to first from Anderson, and reaching out and making the grab is Dieters. So Anderson, the throw, and Dieters extends out at first and makes the grab. So another ground out for Jensen. One down. And Ty Johnson is up. Top of the order. He got a base hit on his last at bat. A windy night, cloudy night here in Wisconsin Rapids as Walker fires in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Walker kicks, fires in the second offering, swing and a miss. Down low for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Walker again, swinging a miss down low, but just fairly fouled off on the top of the bat for Johnson, so he'll stay alive in the count 0-2. The 0-2, fouled once again, backside. Count remains at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Walker, the 0-2. Johnson drives a ball out on the left field side, out of play in the bullpen. So Ty Johnson, 1-for-2 today with a walk. He grounded out to first on his second appearance at the plate. Walker shakes it off. And now likes to pitch, the Chicago native. The 0-2. And a curveball comes in. Johnson just barely grazes the top of the bat for a foul. The count once again at 0-2. Rafters lead 3-1. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 5-4. Fond du Lac got the scoring open in the top of the sixth as Johnson swings and grounds a ball into the first baseman of Dieters. That goes away from him, bounces off of his right foot, and Johnson will take first. So Ty Johnson, now at first in the first error of the game, belongs to the first baseman in Dieters. One down, Jack Passier is up. One for three today. He got that double on his second appearance up at the plate. Johnson leads off at first. Walker fires it in. And down low of the zone. Four ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. The 1-0 again. Up and away out of the zone for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Johnson the leadoff, and he slides back towards the bag just in time before Dieters can tag him. Count. And the 2-0 comes in right down the zone. Inside the strike zone for a strike. 2-1. The 2-1. And finds the right side of the zone inside. So after two straight balls, two straight strikes for Cade Walker. And has even himself up at the count. 2-2, swing and a miss. A steal attempt from Taylor. At Johnson at second. And he gets to third now. A passed ball that goes behind Gorman. So Johnson gets to third now. So Brendan Bobo is due up. So a passed ball thrown from Rios. And now Brendan Bobo is up. Johnson at third. Basir strikes out, and Bobo hit by a pitch, walked and struck out as he ducks away from the first offering in four ball, 1-0. Bottom seven, a 1-0 count. Walker once again as Bobo flies a ball out on the left field side. out of play. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Johnson at third. The 1-1. Bobo check swings down low. In for a ball. 2-1. But Ty Johnson was at first. And a passed ball thrown from Rios, which allowed Johnson to get to third. The 2-1 and a slider down low. Rios had trouble catching that. That ball rolled away from him, but just in front of him. So Johnson wasn't going to go home, but a 3-1 count. So the Dock Spiders got a run in the top of the six off an RBI single from Anderson, which sent Rios home. But the Raptors, three runs in the bottom half of the inning, and they lead 3-1. Bottom seven, two down, 3-1 count. Walker, the 3-1, pulled away, back out on the right side, rolls into the dugout of Fond du Lac. So the count runs full, two down. And Ty Johnson at third. Walker looks, kicks, fires in the 3-2, and a curveball right down the plate for strike number three. What a curveball from Walker. And that's the third out, but the Raptors lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the eighth inning here on WFA.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Seven innings down, two more to go as a pitching change comes true for the Raptors. Mitchell Whitcamp, the right-handed pitcher from Bel Air, Maryland, and the rising junior out of Salisbury University, will make his debut for the Raptors. He had eight appearances this season, one game started with a 3.21 ERA. He had eight strikeouts and pitched a total of nine innings. He allowed 12 hits and six runs, so he's a guy that you look in. He's tall at 6'4", and was brought into the Raptors team and the organization about a couple days ago. So making his first appearance tonight here in the eighth inning. Raptors lead 3-1. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 5-4, but the only person to cross home plate for Fond du Lac is up, Lorenzo Rios, the catcher. Rios struck out, hit by pitch, and was walked as well. As Whitcamp throws his first pitch, swinging a popped-up ball on the left field side, and running out and making the grab is Bobo at third for one down. So good start there for Mitchell Whitcamp, and gets a flyout. So Luke Nowitzki is now due up, 2-for-3 today, and he struck out swinging. So responsible for two of the four hits for the Dock Spiders, and the DH from Cal State East Bay. 19 hits total on the season. As Whitcamp sets and fires, bounces the ball into the backtrack behind Jensen for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Whitcamp will look in. Kicks, winds, and fires. And just below the zone. 4-2-0. So the Dock Spiders got things going. It was 5 scoreless innings of baseball for both teams. And then top of the 6th came. Dock Spiders got a run. And the Raptors got 3 in the bottom of the 6th as the 2-0. Outside, 4-3-0. Three-oh count with one down. Whitcamp serves in for ball number 4. So 4 straight balls. And that allows Nowitzki to take first. As Jacob Anderson will step in now. Had an RBI single on his last appearance up at the plate. He's out of Oakland, Michigan. Plays his collegiate ball in East Lansing for Michigan State, a Spartan. Batting a 135. 6 hits on the season and 4 RBIs as Whitcamp serves in and finds his own for a strike, 0-1. So at first is Nowitzki, the tying run at the plate in Jacob Anderson. One down, Whitcamp kicks and fires in. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard. Underhands it to second and Conniff. The throw back to first to Gurvich. A 6-4-3 double play for the Raptors as we head to the bottom of the 8th inning. They still lead 3-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their 4 surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the 8th inning as Jack Gurvich is due up. Gurvich got a base hit on his last appearance at the plate. He's 1-for-3 today with a ground out and a strikeout. So the first baseman from San Diego is set to lead off here in the bottom of the 8th. Walker serves in and foul tipped on the top of the bat. And rolls into the backside, 0-1. So a big double play for the Raptors. A 6-4-3 double play. Broussard to Conniff and gunned it over to Gurvich at first. As the 0-1, slider comes in low. 4-ball and 73 miles per hour. So Walker still on the mound. The 1-1, swinging a line drive that drops in to center field. Gurvich will take first, and having trouble with it was Cooney, as Gurvich rounded first but retreats back to the bag. So a leadoff single for Jack. And back-to-back hits for him. So Garrett Broussard had a sac fly RBI on his last at-bat. Prior to that, he got a base hit. And then also prior to that, he also got a base hit. So he's 2-for-3 today. And the sac fly RBI. So a big day for him. Rafters have out-hit the Dock Spiders 6-4 as he swings and jams a ball into the shortstop of Anderson. Reaches out, makes an easy grab for one down. So the DH is due up. Shane Taylor will step in the left-handed batter's box. A ground out RBI. Well, excuse me, he walked on his last appearance at the plate. Conniff had a ground out RBI on his last appearance. He's on deck. As the first offering comes in, grazes the left part of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Gervich stands at first. A leadoff single for him. Rafters lead 3-1. All the runs from each team have come in the sixth inning. The 0-1 curveball and finds the zone just on the right edge, 0-2. Taylor, 0-for-2 today as he check swings on a ball that comes in, sweeps low, down for a slider. 1-2 count at 73 miles per hour was the last pitch. So Gervich, the leadoff at first. Walker looks over now. He'll come set. Set serve, the 1-2 swing, and a miss outside for strike number 3. Got him just a little bit late for 2 down. And that's the third strikeout for Walker, and Chris Conniff is up. He had the ground out RBI on his last appearance up at the plate. So 2 outs, 1 away here in the bottom of the 8th. Swing and a miss down low, 0-1. No balls, a strike. And the Rafters look like they have Julian Tristan walking out from the bullpen. As the 0-1 comes in, fouled off on the backside. Tristan has been called in these situations many times. He's usually the guy to get the saves for the Rafters. So Tristan has walked from the bullpen over to the dugout now. So from, if I had to guess, he would be the guy pitching in the ninth inning as the 0-2 outside edge for strike number 3. Cade Walker, another strikeout. That's his 4th. So the Rafters lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Do they have 3 more outs for them to get their 14th win and sweep the series for the Dock Spiders? Find out next here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth, we go. The Rafters lead 3-1. And we were correct. Julian Tristan will be stepping on the mound looking for his 5th save of the season. He's at 8 games, appeared in with a 1-1 record, 10 innings pitched, 5 hits allowed with 3 runs and 10 strikeouts. His last game he appeared in was Wausau earlier this week, where he had that clutch 2 strikeouts, and Shane Taylor at third made an unbelievable play with runners on first and third for the Rafters to secure the victory. As the first pitch comes in for a strike on Graydon West,